Chapter 1. Awareness of Death. As Buddha said, just as when weaving, one reaches the end, with fine threads woven throughout, so is the life of humans. It is crucial to be mindful of death, to contemplate that you will not remain long in this life. If you are not aware of death, you will fail to take advantage of this special human life that you have already attained. It is meaningful, since based on it, important effects can be accomplished. Analysis of death is not for the sake of becoming fearful, but is to appreciate this precious lifetime during which you can perform many important practices. Rather than being frightened, you need to reflect that when death comes, you will lose this good opportunity for practice. In this way, contemplation of death will bring more energy to your practice. You need to accept that death comes in the normal course of life. As Buddha said, a place to stay untouched by death does not exist. It does not exist in space. It does not exist in the ocean, nor if you stay inside the middle of a mountain. If you accept that death is part of life, then when it actually does come, you may face it more easily. When deep inside people know that death will come, but they deliberately avoid thinking about it, that does not fit the situation and is counterproductive. The same is true when old age is not accepted as part of life, but taken to be unwanted and deliberately avoided in thought. This leads to being mentally unprepared. Then when old age inevitably occurs, it is very difficult. Many people are physically old, but pretend they're young. Sometimes when I meet with longtime friends, such as certain senators in countries like the United States, I greet them with, "My old friend," meaning that we have known one another for a long period of time, not necessarily meaning that they are physically old. But when I say this, some of them emphatically correct me, "We are not old. We are long-time friends." Actually, some of them are old, with hairy ears, a sign of old age, but they are uncomfortable with being old. That is foolish. I usually think of the maximum duration of a human life as 100 years, which, compared to the life of the planet, is very short. This brief existence should be used in such a way that it does not create pain for others. It should be committed not to destructive work, but to more constructive activities, at least to not harming others or creating trouble for them. In this way, our brief span as a tourist on this planet will be meaningful. If a tourist visits a certain place for a short period and creates more trouble there, that is silly. But if, as a tourist, you make others happy during this short period, that is wise. And when you yourself move on to your next place, you will feel happy. If you create problems, even if you yourself do not encounter any difficulty during your stay, you will wonder, "What was the use of my visit?" Of life's 100 years, the early portion is spent as a child, and the final portion is spent in old age, often just like an animal, feeding and sleeping. In between, there might be 60 or 70 years to be used meaningfully. As Buddha said, half of the life is taken up with sleep. 10 years are spent in childhood. 20 years are lost in old age. Out of the remaining 20 years, sorrow, complaining, pain, and agitation eliminate much time, and hundreds of physical illnesses destroy much more.